What up? We back with another episode of Wild Word. This is for my political people, my hip-hop people, my music people, and my people just love good conversation. So what up? It's your humble host, Tim. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about this show called Dating Around. We're going to get into it. It's called Dating Around on Netflix. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why I hate memes. A love-hate relationship with memes. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite shows on right now that just came back, The Chi. On this episode of Wild Word. Make sure you reach me on my Instagram, Timothy Williams 24, and on Facebook, Timothy D Williams the second on Facebook. Wow. All right, so this is your humble host, Tim. And we getting into the first topic. So the first topic is this show called Dating Around. You haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. And it pretty much is these random people, you know, these random people, they're looking for love, or they're looking for a second date. Not even looking for love, they're looking for a second date. And they date about four or five people. And you know, it's looking all nice, everybody looking grown and sexy. And yeah, they just, you know, they go and they date different people and they just, you know, say, okay, which one they ever did vibing with. At the end of the show, like, it's always like 30 minutes, real quick. And at the end of the episode, you gotta, you know, they choose one of the people. So if it's a woman, you may be like five other guys. She gotta go, she dates, and it shows the dates, it shows different dates or whatever. And, you know, I like to try to guess who they're gonna pick at the end of the episode. So it's kind of like a little fun thing for me. But one of the things that this show shows, in my opinion, is one of the messed up things about dating, man, is one of the things, and I guess this is just human nature, unfortunately, but one of the things is the lies. I saw one of the episodes, I forgot one of the girls' name, I think her name was Samantha or whatever, but she was like, oh, you know, it wasn't Samantha, it was actually this other, I remember it was this black woman, I forgot her name, though. You know, but everybody looks good on there. But anywho, she was like, oh, you know what I'm saying, I don't kiss on the first date, and then with one person, and then on the next with the other person, she was all kissing them and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you ain't gotta lie, Craig. So if you're not interested in a person, just say that. You know, like, we're too grown. You know, people, we are too grown out here to be still lying on dates, still giving people fake numbers. You know, like I said, I ain't salty because, you know, I'm out the dating game. You know, I'm out. I had my, you know, my run at love. I fell in love and then I fell out of love. So I'm done. But one of the reasons why is when I see shows like this, you know, and this is like what you see in dating, you know, just from hearing a lot of my friends talk about dating. It's like, why do you have to lie? Why do you have to give fake numbers? Why do you have to lie? If you're not feeling them, just say you ain't feeling them and just keep it moving. But the lying and all the pretentiousness of it, it's, you know, it's exhausting, you know. And that's, I found that now that I've been away from dating or not even trying to date, a lot of, for me personally, it's been much better and it's less drama, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't see how people can do that. Like, a lot of first dates are nothing but lies. Like, a lot of times, it's lies, you know? Or, you know, you just don't know the person yet, you know? And I think you just gotta be willing to do that process. And at this stage of my life, you know, 29, I'm not really willing to do all of that work, you know? It's just, it seems like it's a lot of work with dating. You know, you put on the best front, you gotta look all good and do all that. I'm beyond that at this point, you know, and as I'm getting older, it's just about what are you willing to put up with, you know. Nothing is perfect, quote unquote, but yeah, a lot of people are just willing to deal with more stuff than I am, like infidelity, working through infidelity. That's not something I'm willing to do, and I know that, so I'm comfortable with that now, you know. So, you know, be single, focus on what I want to focus on, and be good. But I just look at that. I was like, why she got to lie? Like, you 30 years old. Like, you don't need to lie, girl. If you don't like them, just move on. Okay. So that's kind of my breakdown of dating around. I still like watching the show, though. It's definitely, if you haven't seen it, you can watch it. And tell me what you think about dating. Is it an accurate portrayal of dating? Do you think what I said about dating is true? To what extent? So get back at me. All right. So we're going to the next topic. I hate memes. All right. So we back. This the second topic. We on the next topic. So this topic is called I hate memes. Okay, and hate is a strong word, I know, but you know, memes are cool. I mean, people share them all the time, and they got all of this like small packed information. They got this information that's just like to the point, or they just have a picture or something like that. But memes, you know, they don't give a full context to, especially when you're trying to talk about very, very complicated topics. Okay, you know, and I guess the one of my pet peeves right now is this meme going around. It says 1960s. It says 1960 on the top, and they got a black family, and they got a guy with a suit with some glasses on, and he, you know, he got his family there with three kids. And then at the bottom, it got 2019, and they got a black woman, and she got four kids. And, you know, and it said, what really happened? And it's like, it's trying to be woke and like, oh, what really happened? Like, oh, the black family is, it's this whole black family is gone wrong, or it's terrible narrative. So in the 60s, the narrative goes that the 60s, we were all good. We were all together. Black people, our black families were together because we had mom and dad in the household, and the marriages were lasting longer and all of that stuff. And I'm about sick and tired of that narrative. Now, I was blessed to have a mom and dad in the household and, you know, a brother. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot that meme does not go into. You know, it's a whole lot that meme does not go into. You know, first, it makes a lot of messed up assumptions. First of all, it makes the assumption that the guy in the pic, just because he has a suit on and he has glasses, that he was a good father. You had a lot of people in the 60s who were staying together just because they were staying together. Just because the woman was more dependent on men back then economically. You know, you had a lot of people who was hiding their sexuality back then. So, you know, look at Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z's mom. Jay-Z's mom, like, if you go on Netflix and he talks to David Letterman, he talks about how his mom, you know, finally came out, like, years later, you know, and, you know, I guess she's in a relationship with a woman. But she obviously had a relationship with a man in order to have Jay-Z. So, you know, so you had a lot of that going on too. You had a lot of people who was hiding their sexuality as well. And like I said, I'm straight, but you know, I do consider myself an ally of the LGBT community, because just like, you know, why be prejudiced? You know, if you're secure with your sexuality, that should what someone else does behind closed doors shouldn't affect you. You know, and you should still treat everybody with respect. But I'm just sick and tired of this whole narrative. And it's, I hate to say it, but it's not just in our community, but I'm just addressing it because this meme has been floating around among a lot of people that I know, you know, and that's a conversation in the black community where you have some people in the black community who are homophobic, you know, which is messed up, but it is what it is. When they say Black Lives Matter, you know, you got to realize that Black Lives Matter, one of the co-sponsors of Black Lives Matter was a woman who is bisexual, you know what I'm saying, who's in the LGBT community, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to say Black Lives Matter, that's everybody, you know? But, yeah, but I hate these memes, though, man. You know, when they post it and they really think they got you, it's like a gotcha moment, like, oh, you know, yeah, the black family was so much better back then. You know, y'all just look at marriage rates. Like, just because people were staying married, don't mean, like I said, they were happy. doesn't mean that they was not being abused in the home. You know, it was a lot of stuff going on. So it's not that, you know, just cut and dry. Like, oh, I just look at the marriage rates. Oh, that means everybody was happy. No. You know, and then it plays into, we just had Father's Day, and it plays into this terrible narrative. Because like I said, the in the meme, the one on the bottom is this whole narrative that single motherhood is just a black thing. So that's the one false narrative. And then it's another narrative that makes it seem like single black motherhood is a bad thing in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what's going on in their households. You know what I'm saying? You don't know to what extent the just because they may not be living together doesn't mean that they're the black male is not involved in the home. So it's a lot of messed up, you know, a lot of messed up assumptions that goes on with that whole narrative. You know, but people are going to keep sharing it and doing what they do, but and try to make it seem like they're woke. But you know, it's a definitely a terrible, tired narrative that needs to stop. You know, the truth of the matter is, a lot of our grandparents, they stayed together, but some of those people, them marriages probably should have ended. You know, let's just keep it a buck. Some of those marriages should have ended for the mental health and spiritual health of both people. You know, so shout out to all the women who are married, shout out to the women who are not married, the single mom, shout out to everybody. But we got to stop doing this, man. This is and it's a little bit of this kind of respectability politics too. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he got a suit on, so that means that he's a good father. No, that doesn't mean you're a good father just because you wear a suit. The people in Mad Men wore suits and they was cheating on their wives and doing all types of terrible things to them. You know, so yeah, it's a patriarchal argument. It's a very sexist and a very anti-black argument too, to try to assume that, like you said, single black motherhood is single motherhood is just a black thing, which is not, and that single motherhood is bad in and of itself. So, you know, I hope we finally wake up, but people are gonna say what they want to say. So, you know, but memes need to end. Memes need to end. All of them. All right, we on the last topic. Everybody, we on the last topic. All right, so why I love The Chi. So if you haven't seen The Chi, it's on Showtime, and it's from Lena White, and it's an amazing show. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I saw it on Sunday. You know, the new season just started, and I just, before we even get into what just was going on in this season, I just love what this show represents. You know, it represents a lot of values that I agree with. You know, it affirms blackness, but it affirms it in many different multitudes. It shows that blackness is not just one thing. So it's going to talk about the hood. It's talking about LGBT. You know, it's talking about people in different classes. So you got people who are more in the impoverished area. You got people who are more middle class. You got people who are a little bit more educated in terms of like college and doing well in school, and then you got the ones who may not be as, you know, educated in that way, you know. But it just shows blackness. It's just unapologetically a black show, unapologetically black. But it talks about, it does what the memes don't do. So it gives a lot of context to a lot of the violence and drug abuse and a lot of the things, you know, a lot of the social ills in society, especially in Chicago, because Chicago has become, well, hasn't become, but especially since the Trump administration has started, it's been a political football or almost a buzzword for everything that's wrong with Black America. So if you want to talk about everything that you think is wrong with Black America, they always use Chicago. Oh, what happened in Chicago? What happened in Chicago? Oh, we're talking about police brutality. Oh, what's going on in Chicago with gun violence? You know, and there's always a way to kind of blame black people. So instead of black people being people with problems, Chicago now has become a buzzword for black people being a problem people, and it's that's two totally different things, you know. So yeah, but I love how the shot, it just shows that black people are just people who have problems, just like any other group, you know what I'm saying? But it gives a lot of context to a lot of the issues that we talk about, like gun violence, and it highlights the poverty there. It highlights the fact that people don't have a lot of job opportunities. One of the characters is a retired veteran, you know, he comes back and he can't get a job. And now he's drinking and, you know, and all of this other stuff. And, you know, so you got to go watch the show. So I ain't going to break down all the plot points. But I just like how it breaks down, you know, a lot of the social ills that's going on in society. But it also talks about that black people, yeah, we still have cookouts, like even in Chicago, you know, even in the hood, you know. So I feel like you can apply this show to almost every place in the hood, really. You know, like, yes, they may have a bad reputation for gun violence and things like that, but they're still people. They have churches, they have mosques, you know, so it showed that level of blackness, that we're not all one thing. Yes, we have a lot of Christians, but we also have people who are Muslim, and they also have people who don't believe also, you know, so we have a multitude of people. We're not just one monolith, you know, we're not monolithic all the same. You know, but yeah, it just shows a lot of different areas. It shows the public school versus the private school. And one of the other kids on the show, who was supposed to be very smart, and one of his teachers said, hey, maybe you should go to Northside School. And you just saw how different Northside School, the school facility was, but also the students and the backgrounds, how affluent they were, you know, and what was in their future, how was their futures projected to be, you know. In the hood, a lot of people had just kind of given up on a lot of those students, like, hey, y'all going to be gang members, that's what y'all going to do, and that's it, you know. So it highlights a lot of good issues, though. I mean, a lot of issues in the black community, and it does it with a lot of responsibility. So it's not just like a meme, just kind of talking down to black people or blaming black people. It's saying, hey man, it's very complicated, you know. So you, like you said, we're dealing with poverty, we're dealing with drug abuse, we're dealing with corrupt police, you know, but we also dealing with, you know, people selling drugs, and we're dealing with a lot of that stuff. So it's breaking, you know, evictions and, you know, people not having affordable housing and things like that. So it's very, yeah, it's just very raw, gritty, and it talks about a lot of those issues, but it does it in a responsible way, you know, I feel like. So, but it definitely affirms different groups. So like I said, I like how it affirms the LGBT community, you know, and the black love that's in that community, you know. So yeah, it doesn't pull no punches. It talks about a lot of issues, though. You know, so that's, I can't wait to see how this season of the Shy ends. I love the scene from this last episode, just showing the party and everybody doing the little, you know, was that the line dance, the little electric slide and all that. That was like a legit black party. But then it went to the next scene, and you know, you had someone getting shot and killed. So those two realities are still going on, you know. So, you know, that definitely really great writing, and I just, like I said, can't wait to see what happens, you know. So keep doing your thing. Okay, so in conclusion, it's been an episode of Wild Word. So we covered The Shy, we covered Why I Hate Memes, and we covered Dating Around. So definitely get back to me. So, you know, you can reach me on my Instagram, TimothyWims24, and you can reach me on my Facebook, so TimothyDWims2. So let me hear what you think. Okay, so should we get rid of memes? And only memes, really, that's talking about social issues, really. You know, I like some of the funny memes, so I'm gonna put that in the outro. But yeah, so I'm talking about those social issue memes, because sometimes they don't get everything, That's what I'm saying. So, what do you think about that? What do you think about that show, Dating Around? And what do you think about The Shy? Okay, so get back to me. So, this has been another episode of Wow!